This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
You know what we should do right now? Recognize some heroes.
Oh, okay.
But not human heroes.
Yeah, there's no.
Human heroes are...
Yeah.
How about pet heroes?
There we go. Hero pets.
Hero, there's a pet in the news. I can't even believe this happened.
I love these stories.
This dog saved his owner from a shark attack.
Uh-huh.
And the dog, I don't think I have my head around this right. So the human, he's fishing in California. He feels a tug on his line, starts reeling the thing in, and realizes it's super aggressive, and it's a 6-foot shark.
Yeah, he had gotten into the water a little bit to reel this thing in, to allow this shark to...
And then he's going to try to let the shark off the hook. I'm going to cut my bait.
Uh-huh, yeah, he tried to wiggle that little hook out and all that.
Well, the shark bit him in the leg and tried to start dragging him out to sea.
As sharks do.
His 1-year-old Darby, I guess, is that the name of the dog? Darby is the name of his dog. His 1-year-old dog is in the car, sees this happening. Somehow Darby opens the door to the car.
Opens the door.
He's 1-year-old dog. He shouldn't have this skill set.
Opens the door.
Jumps out, starts trying to bite the shark gills.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
No.
So he grabs the shark's tail and drags it out of the water until it lets go of the man's leg.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you have a 1-year-old Mastiff, do you think that's still big enough to drag
it? No, I mean, Mastiff maybe. This is not a big dog, right?
It's not. It's a 1-year-old. It grabbed the shark by the tail and started pulling it away.
Other people were able to free the shark and take the man to the hospital to be treated for his injuries.
And then the dog... ran back to the car, opened it back up, jumped in,
started
AC.
The car. It's like, all right, what are we doing? We going somewhere?
How incredible is that?
That is truly
wow.
A heroic pet. We have a bunch of other heroic pet stories. In fact, there's a few like German Shepherd stories and stuff. I don't see any cat stories.
Not yet, but...
Oh, yeah, they're coming, Steve. There's somebody out there in Thornton right now going...
Whatever. The few ones we have of cats, there's usually a fire. The cat will go wake up the owner. But we know the only reason the cat's waking up the owner is because he knows that's the only way he can get food.
Because they don't know how to open the door.
Thinking of themselves. Right. Yeah, exactly.
They're not actually trying to save you.
That's not heroic.
They're saving.
There it is.
In the end, you get saved.
The byproduct of them being selfish and saving themselves.
Look, if you would have installed the cat door like I asked, I could be gone and you could be dead. And all I have to do is walk up to another house and go, meow,
and then,
and they'll take me in,
because I'm
and
cute.
I'll wait for their impending death as well. All right, we're going to tell you some more of these stories that we have, but we want you to tell us if you've got an amazing pet story, a hero pet story. We'd love to hear it right now. The first German Shepherd story we have is this dog named Buddy. He was an 8-week-old puppy, and they taught him to retrieve the phone if his owner was having a seizure.
Yeah.
And so the dog would go get the phone and hand it to the owner, supposedly, starting at 8 weeks. When the dog was 18 months old, the owner had a seizure, and the dog had also been trained. I don't know how this works, but to get the phone and then bite down on the 9 key.
Yes.
So it would call 911.
Just the 9 key. One little toot.
Yeah, he knew how to do that.
Did.
The owner had a seizure. The dog grabs the phone. He can't use it. He bites the 9 key. They answer, and he just whimpers.
To let him know, hey, there's someone over here on the other end. May not be human.
But there's something.
They're communicating like a human would on a phone.
And they came.
They rolled.
And he's alive because his dog learned to retrieve and dial a flipping phone.
And then took a selfie.
I mean, yes, he's just like, here's me next to him. I got to go on Insta.
Right?
That is
wicked.
That's, well, you're right, Steve. This dog's not really all that heroic after all if it wasn't able to snap it.
I know, right?
Somebody else was collecting firewood in the backyard when they noticed their dog was sticking unusually close to their side.
He's a young boy.
He was. The reason it was sticking close is it had sensed an impending attack by a cougar.
And it did.
The cougar tried to attack him, but the dog fearlessly leapt at the cougar to replace his owner. The dog and the giant cat were fighting. The kid ran into the house and told his mother, there's a cougar eating Angel. She called 911. Angel had suffered deep wounds and didn't look like it was going to live.
Dang, Angel.
Angel did then get up despite his injuries and made sure that Austin, the boy, was okay. Angel was also
okay. Oh, yay!
This is going to be feel-good, heroic. Here's another one. The dog, it was a German Shepherd, and the guy was in his workshop or whatever, and his workshop caught fire.
Ooh.
He shouted at his German Shepherd that he needed help. And the dog literally, Lassie style, goes booking off into the woods, goes and finds the first road, finds a trooper, does the like, row, row. Trooper follows him, sees the fire, calls the fire department, directs him in, and is able to stop the fire before it engulfs his house in flames. It got his workshop, but it did not get the house.
So many levels. The cop had to understand what was happening.
If you're a police officer and you're trained to like stop traffic stuff, stop burglars, if a dog runs up to you, you're like, what is this, Lassie?
Exactly.
Go away.
Shut up.
I'm calling animal control.
Didn't. Was smart enough to realize.
Followed.
Yeah.
What? Would you ever follow a dog?
No.
I know.
None whatsoever.
Neither would I.
Unless it had like booze in the barrel.
Oh,
underneath.
Yeah. Is that a Mastiff?
Saint Bernard. Yeah, I might follow that one. But
follow that one too. Yeah. What is that, brandy?
Yes, it's supposed to be.
It's some sort of cognac or
probably a ball of the sphere ice, the one from there for you. Where
you got a friendly dog who's got a rocks glass.
I could see you with that type of dog. It's got a magnum of booze.
What do you got? What year is that? You sent a better dog? All right, so if you've got an amazing hero pet story, this is when we want to hear it. Annie?
Yay.
Hero pets.
So I have a seizure disorder, and we got a dog, and about 6 months after we got the dog, I was in the bathtub taking a bath, and the water just got too hot, and my capillaries opened, and blah, blah, blah. I started seizing underneath the water, and she pulled me out, and she had proceeded to do it two more times, which ended up what made her qualify as a service dog after she did all of those things.
As a human being trying to get another human being out of a full tub,
it's impossible.
And your dog latched on to what to yank you out?
My hair.
And this dog, he was not trained, it just knew.
No. Well, think about it this way. Dogs can smell fear, right?
Yes.
They say they can smell fear. They can smell other things changing in your body.
They can. They can smell disease in a cancer in us. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and she pulled me out by my hair three separate times.
Dude, like the other two, you're like, no, I'm fine. What are you, okay. It's like a thing
just
now.
Just kidding. You get a treat every time you drag mommy out of the tub. Wow.
That's for sure.
That's
wicked.
That's
cool.
A true hero pet. Thank you for the call, Annie. Jennifer.
Yay.
Hero pet.
All right. We had a German Shepherd. It was about a year old. And my husband had been home. I was at work. He was texting me throughout the day saying, gosh, I don't feel good. I can barely move. He had just gotten over a bunch of illnesses. So I told him, you know what, just lay down. Why don't you go to sleep? Just relax. You'll be fine. And then, as it turns out, our dog just wouldn't let him sleep to lay down. And it jumped on him, was licking his face. He's like, gosh, I got to let her out. He crawls down the stairs, goes outside, lets her out. He comes back in and realizes our gas stove went on all night long.
Whoa.
And I was telling him to go to sleep. So
he
basically our dog saved his life.
The dog's like, don't listen to her.
Yes,
listen
trust
to me.
Yeah, I think we both need to get out of this house.
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
unreal.
Had he gone to sleep, he would have slept for...
I would have come home after work and found them. Yeah, it would have been that.
He learns not to pay attention to you anymore.
He listens to the dog, as we all should. Thank you, Jennifer. Brandon.
Yai.
Hero pet.
So A few years back, I worked a company. My boss, him and his wife were going to the mountains the next day. So his wife decided to go get money from a bank. And he's like, no, don't do that. It's a bad idea. It was like 12 o'clock at night. And she's like, no, it'll be fine. So she went and she brought her 150-pound Rottweiler Marbles. It's a huge, massive dog. And so she's at the bank, and someone actually comes up to their behind her with a gun. And it's like, give me all your money. So luckily the window was down in the back, and her dog jumped out, like tackled the dude and held him down by the throat until the cops came.
Shut up!
Get out!
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, and she was like holding the money, and he was like, give me your money. And he's like literally holding her at gunpoint. She was actually my old boss at one point, and she's like, no, I'm not giving you anything. She's like a little southern lady, and she's like, I'm not giving you anything. And the dog heard like the commotion going on, so he just jumped out, grabbed him by the neck, and held him down until the cops came.
First off, don't go to an ATM in the middle of the night.
Thank you.
But if you do, bring a 150-pound dog. Yes, it's a safer bet. Thanks for the call, man. Jeanette.
Hi.
Hi. Hero Pets.
So I had a Weimaraner. His name was Star. And what he did was he broke out of our, like, through our screen door because he noticed that the across-the-street neighbor's kid was outside. And he was young, like 1 year old, 2 years old, like really young. He got out. And so what he did was he went across the street and he walked along the side of the little boy till the mom realized that the baby was outside, because we were like, where did Star go? And we looked outside, and that's where he was walking down the street with the kid until the
which is great. But you still had to replace your screen then.
Well,
that's like,
dang it.
Yeah.
You know,
Star.
Back in the day, they had those cheap, you know, aluminum screens. So.
Yeah, you just go buy another one.
Right.
That's, how, thank you for the call. Right. I don't know how they know.
It just sees
and why they would care about somebody else's kid.
Exactly.
Damien.
Yeah, yay.
Yay. Hero Pet.
So I had a dog who I could not get into water to save my life. I, like, pretended to drown in a pool, in a river or in a lake one time, and I went rafting up in the mountains, and she was on the raft with us, and I got actually thrown off the raft. She jumped into the river and swam next to me until I was actually able to get out of the water.
What?
Even though she hated water, when you were in trouble, she went in.
Yeah, I literally had never been able to get her to touch water prior to that.
Wow. And she could tell fake between real.
Yes. I'm telling you, they can smell, like, it's from Jerry Maguire, but dogs and bees can smell fear. And that dog could smell it on him.
And then acted.
That's incredible.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.